Shalom and welcome back to another episode of Nellyville the Podcast. I'm your host, Chanel number 5, and I'm joined with my special guest.
What up, y'all? Joey.
Yes, so Joey, so glad to have you back for another episode. Now, in the last couple of weeks, we had a blast from the past where we played a couple of episodes that, they were lost episodes. But now here we are back in real time. Now, so other update, we have been having technological difficulties. And so we're working through that. But you know what? We are triumphing through. And we're still bringing you a show. You know what I'm saying? Come heck or high water, we're going to get it done. So this past weekend, we went to Dave and Buster's. But before we... No, yeah, was it Dave and Buster's? Yes. But before we talk about that, Joey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just here getting ready for work.
Yes. So Joey is recording this from a remote location, okay? He is out in the world. He is a man of many hats, so I definitely appreciate you taking the time to do the podcast with me. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry. But anyways, no. So Dave & Buster's recently remodeled. We went there, and I was kind of surprised. I like the updates. What did you think?
They did a very fantastic job, but I wish that a little bit more games, you know, like
more of like the traditional games.
Yeah, like I don't know. I had fun. Not gonna lie. But there's a lot more like little kids games. I think it should be like a mixture of both adult and children.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was pleased with the game selection. My thing that I really noticed was that
they didn't even have Street Fighter.
Well, everything that I noticed was very digital. Well, it's definitely got a way more modern feel. And so, yeah, if you're looking for that classic arcade feel, that throwback Mr. Gaddy's Discovery Zone, Gaddy Land feel, you're probably not going to get that. But, you know, I guess it's just one of those things you got to keep up with the times. It had more of a casino feel, for sure. But I did like they added the element, like you had like these sections.
We'll call it Johnny Cochran.
Okay, sure. But they had these sections where like if you wanted, not necessarily a birthday party, but sure a birthday party. But like if you had like a family or a group of friends, they had like these shuffleboard sections where I think the tables doubled as like where you could like dine there and then like play games. It was really cute. They had like a self-serving, like those drink walls, not like the ones that like you go to a fast food. Like you just have to go and see it. Not alcoholic, but they do have. They updated their bar and stuff. If you're of age and you want to have a little alcoholic beverage, but yeah, I was impressed. But anyways, enough about that. It was a good place for a date night. Also, I had to throw that out there. And speaking of date nights, look, guys, I'm trying to segue. Whatever. I'm not a great segueer. But anyways, Joey, I want to try something new this week. Are you familiar with the app Reddit?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so Reddit is an app. It's a social media app, if you will. It's kind of like Twitter, aka X, but on steroids. So it is a forum where people talk about anything and everything under the sun. And one of the most popular subreddits is the Am I the A-hole? So people post questions about things that are going on in their life. And ask, you know, the public, hey, am I the a-hole for doing this? And if I am, why? So let's go over a couple of the am I the a-hole most recent posts. Okay, you ready?
Of course.
Okay, so the first one, am I the a-hole, is we have someone who is asking, are they the a-hole for telling their parents that they refuse to have kids, which the parents will not have grandchildren, unless they pay for their student loans? What are you, off the bat, what are your thoughts on this, Joey?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. The people want to know, what is your opinion on this? Do you think this person is right for giving this ultimatum, or you think they're wackadoos?
Well, it's not up to the parents' choice if they should pay for the vasectomy. If you want something done on your body.
No, no, not pay for the vasectomy, pay for the student loans. They're saying they want their parents to pay for their student loans, or they're not going to have kids. Like, so this person is saying, I'm not going to give my parents grandchildren unless they pay for my student loans.
It's not your parents' business to pay for your student loans. You're a grown person. Once you hit a certain age, I think that you should be taking care of your parents. You know what I mean? So student loans, I mean, no. Me personally, no, I wouldn't pay for my kids' student loans. I mean, they went to school, they get a job. Now, if they need financial help with, you know, with rent or food or, you know, certain things that they're growing up, you know, you raise your kids to do, yeah. But once they get a certain age, they should be thinking about, hey, how am I going to make this money for my future and my future kids?
Right. So I pretty much agree with your sentiment there. But
I appreciate that.
But let's play devil's advocate here. So let's say that because there are parents like this out there, let's say that these parents forced this child to get this degree that maybe they did or did not want, and forced this 17, 18-year-old to sign their life away to get these student loans that maybe they didn't have the financial literacy to understand what exactly it was to take out these hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans. Maybe they went through it and got the degree. They're having a hard time maybe using the degree in the real world that their parents forced them to get. And let's imagine a world where these same parents are pressuring this child to have grandchildren that, you know, obviously they can't afford if they're saying they can't even afford the student loans. So do you think that it's fair for parents to pressure their child to have kids, especially if they pressure them to get a degree that maybe they didn't want? What are your thoughts about that? Now we're opening up a whole bunch of other topics, but what do you think?
Well, of course, it's more of a slavery type of mentality. I think what the parents were trying to do is to, hey, listen, in order to walk, you gotta crawl first.
Yeah,
right?
For
and
sure.
When you crawl, you cut your knees, you cut your fingers touching something or whatever. So you have to learn. I mean, it's a stepping stone in learning how to become a strong human being.
Exactly.
Now, to me, you know, it's parents like me growing up, my parents didn't force me, but they, hey, you need to do this.
Heavily encouraged you in the right direction.
I mean, I guess every encouragement is in a different type of way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And some use a different method. Like, you know, some people use yelling as a method. Some people use talking to people calm as a method. Everybody has different strategies on how to do things. So to me, the parents are just trying to make their children, because this society can be weak in this society or you'll get burned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
I'm part of, you know, hey, forcing you to have kids. Well, I mean, I guess the government will take care of the money.
Well, those days are long gone because you had too many people that abused the system and, you know, one monkey ruins it for everyone, right? You know, look, my take on it is, you know, we do the best we can with the information, the knowledge that we have at the time. Obviously, a parent, you know, heavily encouraging or even forcing their child to go after a degree, obviously, they're doing it with good intentions. I think what a lot of the older generations do not understand is exactly how expensive school is. Also, I want to add that you should not be having children for anyone. Parents should not force their kids to give them grandchildren. You should not pressure anyone to have kids for any reason. And if you want kids and if you don't want kids, that has to be up to you just as an individual. And another thing that I want to add, and we'll go on to the next one, is, you know, the older generation needs to understand that school is not $10,000 like it used to be. It is not not even $40,000 like it used to be. And so if you see your kids not buying houses, not having kids, not living the life that you thought that they would live because of a degree, you got to understand it's a lot different today. The money that we spend, you know, as a younger generation, it just does not equate to what the older generations were able to do with a smaller amount of money. There was a time where you didn't even have to get a degree. You could go work at GE, get a really, really good paying job working at a plant, a oil, work in the oil industry with a high school degree, be able to buy a really nice house, white picket fence, have two or three cars, and pay off for school out of pocket. And now, you know, times have changed.
Well, that's why the parents are pushing their kids, because everything is demanded now. So the more you push, the stronger they become.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? The weak won't survive in this world right now because of so much entrepreneurs, meaning opportunities, and everybody's doing what they want to do to survive. So if you are lacking in any type of just life in general, then guess what? You're not going to make it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, look, every generation has its obstacles, and I think that the younger generation, you know, you can learn a lot from those who are older than you, because they just have more experience. And in that same breath, let us not forget, you can learn a lot from those who are younger than you. Everyone can learn something from everyone, and I think that's what we can get through. But, you know, giving your parents an ultimatum, I think, is just kind of, I don't want to say dumb, but it's dumb. Do what you got to do for your life and, you know, make the best of your situation. So let's move on to the next, am I the a-hole? So this next one is from a young lady who says, is she the a-hole for staying with her cheating boyfriend because they had 3 months left on the lease, and then she left and broke up with him immediately at the end of the 3 months? Is she the a-hole?
No.
I don't think so either.
Does she want to mess up her credit?
So, yeah, I agree with you. Look, people who obviously, when people are unfaithful, your first instinct is to leave, is to book it. But, you know, also you have to think about things logistically and, you know, be a realist about the situation. If someone is unfaithful, you know, I don't see it as her being mischievous or anything. You did what you had to do to survive. I mean, he did what he wanted to do. It wasn't like you were seeking revenge. It's just a matter of, hey, you got to survive after the fact. And that's just what it is. Look, when somebody cheats on you and you're in a cohabitating situation, or maybe you just want to break up with the person, you have to be realistic. You don't want to be homeless. Like Joey said, you don't want to mess up your credit in these things. And, you know, hey, you get what you deserve. Karma's going to come back and bite you. You know, if he thought he was out here being cute, you know, he who laughs the loudest. You know what I'm saying? And so, no, baby, I don't think she's the a-hole. I think she was smart, because she could have been hot-headed and just left. You know what I'm saying? Right then and there, and went and slept on someone's couch. But no, I think in that sucky situation, I think that was the best thing that could have been done. What else can you add to that?
I think you took the words out of my mouth, young lady. But yes, at the end of the day, you gotta, these times, you have to do what you have to do to survive the right way. I mean, I'm not talking about doing evil things to people. I'm talking about being happy. And
you gotta, sometimes you gotta think with your head and not your emotions.
Exactly. Well, I always tell my employees, man, look, no matter what happens, you have to think with your heart, not with your feelings. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I use that technique at work, because of course you're gonna have employees who pisses you off,
not doing their job, being lazy, whatever. But I don't think with my feelings. I think with my heart. So when I have these one-on-one conversations with them, I ask them, I say, look, put yourself in my shoes. If you are running a business and just say you are the manager and I'm your employee and I slack off and not getting my job done and I continuously doing this over and over and over, how would you think or how would you react to this situation? Would you be angry? Would you be mad? Would you be upset? I mean, you would have all that in you, but you don't take that out. I coach people for to be better.
Yep.
You know, I don't just write them up first. You know, I give them the opportunity to prove me, you know what I'm saying, to prove it to yourself that you can do this. And if you don't, hey, it's okay. Everybody can handle, stress or different jobs that they do or whatever the case is. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, everyone has their strengths and their opportunities for growth. I mean, everybody's built different.
You got to find your opportunities for growth. Yes, sir.
You know, weakness isn't necessarily weakness. It's just, you know, an opportunity for growth, the way I like to put it. But, yeah, I couldn't put that as better myself. But it's nice to hear that you have some great leadership skills over there. And the advice that you gave today, Joey, I think you would make a great parent. You sound like you got a level head on your shoulders and... I'm just so proud. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so you know what? Look, But no, you know what? Look, guys, we're going to keep this short and cute today. Like you said, Joey is getting ready for work and, you know, I'm over here fighting against technology, but I really like doing these Reddit posts. Am I the A-hole? So we'll definitely have to do some more of these. If you want to keep the conversation going, please come find us on all of our social media. We thank you guys so much for listening. Joey, thank you so much for joining me once again today. This is, I believe, episode 6. So I think we just got 4 more episodes with the Joester. So, you know, y'all enjoy that. Thank you for listening. Leave us a little comment, a little 5-star review if you can, and all these things, and bippity boppity boo. Yeah, it's been real.
It's been real.
So, thanks, okay. Oh, we've almost forgot. Song of the week. Joey, what is our song of the week?
Drake, The Resistance.
Okay, we're picking another Drake song. Oh, gosh. No, I'm just playing. You know, look, it is what it is. All right, so y'all heard it. What is it? Drake, The Resistance? All right, so go ahead and jam out to that, y'all. And, you know, look, I ain't gonna lie to you. Drake's been kind of getting on my nerves here recently, like I mentioned before. But go ahead and leave in the comment section down below if you're listening somewhere that has a comment section. Let me know what your favorite Drake song is. But anyways, we out, y'all. Y'all be easy. I am Chanel number 5, and this is my special guest, JPV, aka Joey. No, I'm just playing. Anyways, okay, ladies and gentlemen, bye.
Bye.
I know you all too well. I said that we could kiss the past goodbye, but you weren't excited. There's no way to fight it. You can stay, but shout it, here I go. Should I spend a weekend in Vegas? I'm living inside a moment, not taking pictures to save it. I mean, how could I forget? My memories never faded. I can't relate to these haters. My enemies never made it. I am.